1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Well, the high school football season has kicked off. We want to bring on, just to take a look not only at high school football, but we certainly want to talk about high school in general. Many of you parents, with us is Vernon Dozier. He's a health teacher at Belmar Academy in South Pasadena. Vernon, thanks for joining us. You're also the football coach, though, aren't you?
The last 10 years, Phil, that's exactly right. I've been a football coach at Belmar Academy, and we're very happy to have won our division title for those 10 years.
Congratulations, and you are also the health teacher?
That is correct. I've been teaching what we call health, human health and health sciences at the high school, as well as coaching football.
Well, it must be very challenging.
Well, it is challenging, especially when you live the way I do, while I try to get kids on the right track. When I was,
and when you say that, why?
Well, as I say, when I was married, my wife, when I first married my wife, she was a blonde. She was a out-of-the-bottle blonde, but she was a blonde. And I can tell you, and you probably know this as a man, Phil, I don't think there's anything sexier than a blonde woman. We've been married for 10 years, and this is why I related to teaching kids human sexuality. While I try to teach these kids how to normally relate to a woman, I have problems myself in my home.
Problems with what? Problems with your own wife?
Well, yes, I do, because of the fact that after 5 years, she went from being a blonde, that she let it go back to brown. And we had great sex, and it all went away, and I'd always wanted a son. So it's difficult, I'm sure you understand, to teach kids human sexuality and how to relate normally as human beings. And at the same time, in my home, I haven't had normal relations with my wife for 5 years.
That's an admission that I don't know whether to admire you. I'm going to say that I admire you for it, but I have to tell you, you're saying that. Are you outside, by the way?
I'm out near our practice field. So forgive me. We're concluding our 2-a-days before our game on Friday.
Okay, I have to tell you that. Go back in time and tell me your relationship went down the drain with your wife because of her hair.
Well, because of what she had promised me, but that is
because she doesn't have. She doesn't have blonde hair, is that right?
Let me ask you something, Phil. What color is your wife's hair?
I don't understand.
What color is your wife's hair? Because I have met your wife, so...
My wife's a blonde.
Thank you. And is it the best sex that you've ever had?
I think that is entirely inappropriate to ask me that question.
Well, I think I know the answer. You love your wife.
I have a very healthy relationship with my wife, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, as I was saying... She's let her hair go, so you have the best sex of your life. Your wife is blonde, and my wife was a blonde. We had tremendous sex for the first 5 years, and then she let it go back to brown. And we have not normally related in the last 5 years. And she knows what she's done. She knew what she did to our marriage and to our relationship when she decided to basically emasculate me and debase herself by letting her hair go back to brown like some kind of a street-hustling rock whore.
And how did she debase herself?
She, just let me finish my point. So last year, she told me that and it was one of the happiest days of my life that she would go back to being a blonde on my 40th birthday. Okay?
I follow.
All right. So she'd also said that she would have her area shaved, which I don't know if that's, pertinent or anything, but it is exciting because when you want to...
Why is that pertinent?
Because when a woman has, excuse me, if she's blonde and then the area is dark, it blows the effect. So it's got to get.
All right.
So
I don't know what any of this really has to do. I brought you on the program. I understand my producer said this has to do with when you're teaching kids human sexuality, it helps for you to have a healthy sexual relationship.
That is correct.
All right. But for you to come on and tell me particulars of your marriage that you haven't had normal sexual relations with your wife because she changed her hair color.
But you see, you're trying to make it sound like it's my problem, and it is not my problem.
Well, whose problem is it?
It is my wife's problem. She knew that I married her because she was a blonde, because blondes are very sexy, and we had great sex. When she let it go back to brown, that's when things turned for us. And I have been to several specialists, but I have not had to, I've not been able to maintain or achieve any normal ability to have relations in the last 3 years and 8 months. Now, she said she was going to change it back to blonde on my 40th birthday, which was back in July. She lied to me. She said that she was...
Did she change it?
She said she was going to. And on my birthday, July the 11th, 2002, I was going to turn 40 years of age. She walks into the living room and her hair is the same crap brown that it was the day before. Now I ask you, is that not a breach of trust? When I was looking forward to having normal sex with my wife, and she decides that she's not going to turn her hair blonde, but she's going to turn it, keep it brown.
And as a result, you and your wife to this day do not have normal relations.
No, as a result, we do not have normal relations. That's correct.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out here. We're talking with Vernon Dozier. He's the health, he is the health, human health teacher at Belmar Academy. He's also a head football coach there. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Dozier, your wife had blonde hair. Is this the only reason why you married her?
No, it is not.
Well, then, what kind of a relationship have you had outside of sex?
We've got a great relationship. We have a great friendship. She is my best friend. We have wonderful times together. We have mutual interests.
But no sex.
But no sex, because she was a blonde, and then she didn't turn it. Then she turned it back to brown about 3 years and 8 months ago. My wife has to come to terms with the fact she has seriously damaged our relationship. And what I'm trying to get her to see, and with the help of two therapists, we're trying to get her to see how she has lied and betrayed every decent instinct in our marriage. The fact that she had blonde hair, told me she'd turn it she had brown hair and told me she'd turn it blonde on my birthday. And then I walk in and it's still brown. And I was so looking forward to having an erection for the first time in 3 years. And looking forward for the first time to the normal ability to have a son. And she has betrayed me. And she has lied to me.
It sounds like it's an emotional time for you.
You better believe it.
All right, and I know...
Now, you have to understand, Mr. Henry, again, I haven't had the ability to relate normally. All right?
I think she's rebelling against you, and she wants to be who she is.
Well, one of the problems with a lot of you talk show hosts is you won't believe you have some degree in psychology. And
no, sir, I do not believe that I have a degree in psychology. I just think that she is rebelling against who she is. You believe the failure of your marriage is her fault?
When she refuses to go back to being a blonde and gives us a shot at being normal and a shot at being sexually healthy people, you bet I do. Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, Madonna, Christina Aguilera, Jean Harlow, Farrah Fawcett.
All right, these are all famous.
Gwen Stefani. Hold on for a minute. Gwen Stefani.
Famous blondes, huh?
Hold on for a minute. Suzanne Somers, Sarah Jessica Parker, Cameron Diaz, Heather Graham, and on, these are sexy women, and there's that other little thing about them that maybe you heard about. Oh, yeah, they're blonde. Okay? And I don't mean to be crude, but I challenge you, Mr. Henry, right here and now, to tell me that you wouldn't pound your puppet to a picture of anyone.
Okay, I think that your point is made.
No, but you understand what I'm saying. And it's like being married to Dr. Jekyll, to Mr. Jekyll and Dr. Hyde. The first 4 years, she was Mrs. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde, I forget who. And for the past 3 years and 8 months, I've got Mr. and Mrs. Hyde. And to me, it is wrong.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Sherry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Vernon Dozier is health coach, is the health teacher and football coach at Belmar Academy. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to make a comment to Hank. I want to know, since when has been marriage been based upon hair color? I mean, she's still who she is regardless
right.
of her hair color.
Yes, ma'am.
Her body
right.
parts do not change
no.
regardless of what hair color she is. And you, as a health teacher, should know that the roots come from in the inside, not out of a bottle.
Okay.
So maybe it takes more to maintain than it does for you to put some effort in it. Maybe it's your libido that's going downhill, not her look.
No, because everything about our marriage is great.
You said you had a good marriage.
We've got a wonderful marriage. I love her. She's my best friend. We enjoy the same things.
How can you say that she's your best friend when you're telling this lady she needs to change her hair color?
No.
So If you are truly in love with this person, as you say you do, then you should not expect her to do things she doesn't want to.
Could I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Are you blonde?
Yes, I am.
See, I can tell because you're exciting to listen. Oh, excuse me.
Sherry, could you watch your language, please? Sherry?
Yes.
Could you watch your language, please?
Yes. Why do you think
I apologize.
Why do you think I'm full of it? I said you sound exciting.
I think that you're a whack job. I think that you've colored your hair too much for you to think something like this.
You're
blonde. And as a health teacher,
How did I know you were blonde?
Because you got fire. You know what they say about people who assume?
No. Wait a second.
Think about it.
Assumption is the mother of all screw-ups, is what I've heard, Sherry.
Well, hold on for a minute. Sherry, as soon as you started talking, I could tell you had that kind of little girl voice, and it was exciting to talk to you.
That's not because my hair is blonde. That's because God gave me vocal cords.
No, but you've got opinion, and you sound almost youthful, and you...
That comes from within, and if you didn't beat your wife down all the time about her hair color, maybe she would tell you like it is, too.
I just want to ask
you
a question.
Yeah, you need to grow up, buddy. Tit for tat, if you want her hair blonde, you should dye yours blonde. And you sound like you're bald. Are you bald?
I have a receding hairline, yeah.
Well, see, how did I figure that?
All right.
I hope your age isn't the size of your IQ, because I think you're a very materialistic person to base your marriage upon.
You're
not so smart yourself.
Oh, you sound interesting. Has anyone grabbed your hair from behind?
What are you talking about?
She has a very sexual...
What do you mean, has anybody grabbed her hair from behind?
This is the type of man we're dealing with. He has no intelligence other than below the belt.
God, you sound cute.
All right, look at...
And you're disgusting.
Are you trying to say that all you want is a bimbo? Is that what you're saying?
Every man wants a woman who just won't be a brain surgeon. You want a woman who will just...
So you're saying Sherry's not a brain surgeon, is that it? You're saying Sherry's stupid?
No. No, I'm not.
Well, that's what you're saying. You're saying she sounds like a blonde.
No, she's... She just isn't somebody who's going to win.
Get on a respirator. You sound like you're losing it there.
She's not the kind of woman that's going to win a lot of arguments from me. Let me put it that way.
What does that mean?
I'm smarter than her, I think. Sherry, wouldn't you agree that I'm smarter than you?
I think, buddy, you have a better chance with a toilet bowl.
With a toilet bowl?
Yeah.
Sherry, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. You got a dichotomy here. Are blondes, does a man want a kind of a Cupid doll, blonde, kind of a dumb bimbo to have sex with, or does he want an all-around woman to spend his life with? And you've got a conflict going on here with Mr. Dozier, whose wife was a blonde, but let her hair go back to its natural color. And when she did, their sexual life went down the tubes. He says intellectually he loves her. She's his best friend. But when she had blonde hair, they had exciting sex. And this guy teaches kids health and sex education at Belmar Academy, one of the prominent private schools on the West Coast. He's also the football coach. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Vernon Dozier. This is The Phil Hendry Show. Back in a moment.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Vernon Dozier with me is a sex education and health teacher from Belmar Academy. He's also the football coach there. What would you say? How does all of this relate? You and your wife, since she decided not to be a blonde anymore, haven't had sex. And once she becomes a blonde, you'll feel confident you'll have sex with her.
Well, she had promised me, Phil, that she would. And
that was on your 40th birthday.
Yes, it was on my 40th, and then she didn't do it. And her excuse was she wanted to just be herself. And I think any time you hear a woman say the following words, I just want to be myself, you might as well take your penis and throw it out the window of the car as you're driving down the street, because that's exactly what she would do if you were taking a nap.
You think it's an emasculating thing?
When a woman says, I just want to be who I am, I think what that says is she wants to distance herself from you. And when she wants to distance herself from you, you can forget about her shaving it or whatever it is that helps the relationship.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 as we talk to Mr. Dozier. And I got to ask you one of these times, not right now, Mr. Dozier, how you relate to the kids in the class. Roberta, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I couldn't help but calling to comment on this man. He needs his head examined. Something is absolutely wrong if all
Marilyn Monroe
was the color of her hair.
Jane Mansfield, Madonna, Christina Aguilera, Jean
Jacqueline
Arnold,
Smith,
Fawcett,
Catherine Zeta-Jones, I can name
Stefani,
a million brunettes.
Suzanne Summers, these are all women, okay, who are the sexiest women of the last century. Marilyn Monroe was a blonde.
Okay, you know what it boils down to? Sex is the only thing that matters in your relationship.
No, it's not. No,
very
it's not.
Good. Well,
I stayed with my wife. I've stayed with my wife, even though we haven't had sex, haven't I?
And you'd do her a big favor if you didn't.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How do you figure that? I mean,
because if that's all, if you can only see her with blonde hair and you can't see her in herself, then she needs you like she needs a hole in the head.
What about the son that I want? When am I going to get to have that? And how come she promised it?
Well, now, wait a minute. Having a child versus not having a child is another whole ballgame. That has nothing to do with her being blonde or brunette.
Well, yes, it does, because if she changes her hair to blonde, then I can have normal relations with her.
No, excuse me. You have a problem, mister.
You have a
problem, and I cannot believe that you are a sex education teacher. And if you were my child's sex education teacher, I'd take them out of your class so fast your head would spin.
Then how come I won Teacher of the Year last year?
I haven't got a clue.
Well, and then that shows you how much you know.
Because there must be a lot of other sickies just like you voting, okay?
You know something? My wife said she wanted to, quote, be herself. And that's what those Lilith Fair gals do. That's what the lesbians say. That's what Oprah says. Oprah made my wife look like a dog.
Well, I have something else to tell you. I happen to be a brunette, and I happen to have a brain, and that's what my husband appreciates in me, not just sex.
Oh, I can tell. See, the last girl who was a blonde was exciting.
Yeah, because you think she was stupid.
I'm not exciting because I'm putting you in your place. That's why I'm not exciting.
Well, no man likes to have it cut off and thrown in the street.
Exactly, and that's what happened to you.
No, that's what you're doing. She married me blonde, then she changed her hair color. I call that false advertising, and in the professional world...
Oh, that's bull crap. The color of your hair has nothing to do with your relationship.
Ma'am, in the professional world, that's against the law.
What's against the law?
False advertising.
Are you a lawyer, too?
False advertising. You don't have to be a lawyer.
Wait a minute.
That's
a woman can have any color.
That's false advertising. Yeah. She wasn't blonde to begin with.
Ma'am,
did you know it came out of a bottle?
You know what? I can tell you're a brunette because my manhood is lying like a sleeping dog talking to you. And my wife...
Well, I would hope it would because it would have to.
No, I would tell you that my wife, who had been a blonde, why did she promise me? I'll tell you why. Because she wanted to see me sweat. Because then that morning
you're
she walked
sick.
In...
You are brunette. Sick. That's all I can say.
The reason why you say that is you're a brunette.
No, the reason why she says that is and again, you teach health.
I was Teacher of the Year 2 years ago in the 5th District. What if you bought a white car and it suddenly turned brown? Would you be happy?
There is no comparison. Are you comparing your wife with a car?
Yes, I am. They're both things that men love, cars and women.
Well,
Roberta, I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier is a sex education teacher at Belmar Academy, where he incidentally said his wife was a blonde. Now she doesn't have blonde hair anymore, and he can't have normal sex with her. We'll be back. 1-800-449-8686.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
This is
This is High School Focus. With me is Vernon Dozier. He's a high school health teacher and high school football coach at Belmar Academy. But we've kind of gotten off of that, Vernon. We're talking about you and your wife. And
well, this relates to the kids, though, because it's important for kids to understand, especially young men to understand, that once a woman tries to push herself away, my wife, who I told you about the fact that she's not a blonde any longer, is a woman that used to sit in my lap. And I could say things to her like, have you been a good girl today? And she'd say, no, I haven't. I said, well, daddy's gonna have to spank you. And these are things, Phil, that...
Well, isn't all of that stuff a little childish and sexually objectifying?
Well, look, all of those words you're using to me, Phil, that proves to me that you have had your penis in your wife's back pocket for a long...
Wait a second, pal. The fact is, it sounds... It's fine, it's cute, it's fun, but to base an entire relationship on it.
All I could tell you is when my wife was a blonde, I could come through the door at night, she'd throw herself into my lap, already in the baby doll nightie, already with the little high heels and the baby doll socks. She had pink lipstick and pink nail polish. She had, I'm thinking about it now. I mean, all I'd ask you to do, Mr. Hendry, is to get your penis out of your wife's coin purse and listen to the things that I'm...
Well, wait. How do you know I don't do any of that stuff with my wife?
Buddy,
I mean, I have a blonde wife, and my blonde wife, by the way, has got brains, too.
Yeah, but I bet she does what you want her to do. Okay? When it gets dark outside, the two of you are alone. I bet she does what
happens. You know what? If she does or if she doesn't, it's nothing I'm going to share with you. Nothing I'm going to share with you. 1-800-449-8686.
I tell the young girls in my health class...
I want to go to a phone call.
I tell the young girls in my health class that the only way they'll be attracted to men is if they dye their hair blonde. And I demonstrate with the blonde girls in class how attractive they are to men. My ex-blonde wife is 25. How old is yours?
My wife? Never mind how old my wife is.
Well.
I also have a note here from a member of your football team. All of the players on the football team are supposed to dye their hair blonde.
Because it looks clean on men, not for any sexual purpose, and I really resent where you're going with that, because it looks cleaner on men.
So you like blonde-haired men because they look cleaner, and blonde-haired women because they're sexier. Here is Patty on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Patty. Go ahead.
Vernon, I don't think your issue has to do with hair color. I think you have a deeper problem.
Oh, here we go. You've watched just enough Oprah. You're a psychologist, too, huh?
No, I'm a professional like you are.
Oh,
I'm just going to say, I think you have low self-esteem. I think you sound like a pedophile.
You don't have a college degree.
You like the voices to sound childlike. You like when your wife dresses and wears pink.
Yeah, a lot of guys do.
That's not normal.
That's not normal for a mature man. Maybe from a woman it's not normal, but ask the guys out there whether they like
a
woman.
No, my husband likes a real woman.
How do we know your husband's not normal?
They don't want to have sex with young children.
Okay, Dr. Phil.
And as far as you can't have an erection because your wife's not blonde, it's not her job to give you an erection.
Okay, Dr. Phil.
And Vernon, how long have you been married?
I've been married 10 years, you ball buster.
Okay, now watch
how,
it, okay?
Now wait,
no, that's
Vernon.
What she is. She's a ball buster.
Let's go over to Mike. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to clarify.
Oh, so here's a guy. Here. So maybe he understands.
Yeah, your name is Vernon, right?
Yeah, what's yours?
My name's Mike. You know, buddy, is this... I might understand that you can't get an erection unless
you're blonde. I've been talking for 40 minutes, pal. Have you been listening?
Yeah, actually, I have.
Okay.
But
what do you need?
I need to understand why you can't get an erection if your wife isn't blonde.
Because blondes are sexy.
Like, does she not have body parts, man?
Okay, so do you have a wife?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah. Well, what color's her hair?
Well, her hair color is neither here nor there.
It is. What color's her hair?
Oh, she's a major blonde, man.
Well, then you know what I'm talking about, you idiot. So why are you calling me up and talking to me about this stuff for?
Well, because you're making yourself look like a fool.
No, I'm not. Your wife's a blonde.
Sure,
Henry's wife's a blonde. What are you guys calling in for?
Yeah,
you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I've had lots of women. This whole thing of you
saying
that... How long
have you been married, son?
Listen, man, you want to let me talk, or am I going to have to come over there?
Let's go over here to Sean. Sean, go ahead.
Yes, you are an utterly repulsive man. You are infatuated with this woman's hair color, and you don't love her. You don't love her. She is an object. She is a toy.
Are you talking to the host of the show?
She's not a person. utterly repulsive.
Are you talking to the host of the show or to me? I don't know who you're talking to.
The man on the radio.
Well, there's two of us.
The gentleman that's infatuated with his wife's hair color.
Oh, that'd be the other guy, Mr. Hendry.
No, it isn't. It's you.
No, it's not. It's you.
It's you.
It's you.
You are a sorry
scum.
No, Hendry's the guy.
I am a blonde.
No, you're not.
I am a blonde.
No, you're not. You're black.
Excuse me?
I said you're black, and you know you're black, so don't try to
come in
here.
You better, oh, no, I think you better stop and think again.
Lady,
I am just as white as you are.
You are African-American.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Look, sir.
I don't think so. You are utterly repulsive. I am white.
Sir, why don't you put your wife on the line?
What do you mean, sir?
Sir, this is a female. I am more female than your wife, evidently.
Look, you may have a yellow do-rag on, but you're black.
No, I'm not. No,
well,
I'm not.
Where are we going?
My daughter has blonde hair and blue eyes. Is she a stupid bimbo?
Well, you might have a white husband, but you're black.
Look,
no,
where
I'm
are
white.
We going with all of this?
I'm white.
I won't take this.
You're
from
just utterly repulsive.
American woman, okay?
You make women's skin crawl listening to your voice.
I make your skin crawl, but other women.
No, you make
women love me.
Skin crawl. You give men a bad name.
Look, you're more female for what, the last 5 years?
Huh?
You must have bought that daughter. No way you could have popped out a blonde kid.
There's no way I could have popped out a blonde kid?
That's right.
How do you figure that?
Look, Jemima.
I'm sorry, I don't take up your habits and buy things
favor,
off the black market.
Take off that speckled do-rag and go in and make me some flapjacks.
Oh, I think
right,
you better
okay.
kiss my ass.
You know, all I need
and I'm
going to
take you that on national radio.
How do you know it's national radio?
Because I was just listening to my radio.
Now, here's what you do, Sean. Go into the service porch, get that
Why don't you go and stick your head up your butt as far as you can get it? Maybe then you can see reality.
Tub needs scrubbing.
Your wife is a brunette. Be happy with her. You need to love her for who she is, not for what her hair color is.
Look at rerun hair.
If she has cancer and loses all her hair, you going to throw her out?
You got work to do, so get to it.
All right. I think what we have there is a situation where this man teaches high school health and sex education, is a football coach, and has come unbalanced at some point in the last 40 minutes.